The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. He can. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm dandy, actually. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Equally dandy, although the snow can go anytime it wants.
Yeah, no, I think, what did you guys get, 18 inches?
Something ridiculous.
Something ridiculous.
In the last couple of weeks, not only have people been out of power for ages and ages, but I think it's something absurd like 46 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
Which is really not inspiring.
Crazy. So I was down in New York all week, but I got on the telephone and I made some calls, and I've got some advice for you guys, for our listeners. So today we're going to talk about the high cost of insulin. So if you have diabetes or you know anyone with that illness, you may want to grab a paper and pencil so you can jot down my tips about how to get that essential medicine for less. Maybe even for free. But first, get this. Insulin prices have risen 400% or more. One common brand has gone from $21 to $250. That's a 700% increase after inflation in 20 years. And those prices, they're a real burden for many families. Some have to shell out $1,000 a month for a drug they need as desperately as we need water. Sadly, nearly 10% of Americans have diabetes, and one out of five of those people need insulin. That hormone turns sugar into fuel for our body and mind. But in type 1 diabetes, the body attacks the cells that make insulin. In the more common type 2, the body simply requires more insulin than the pancreas can produce. So all in all, around 7 million people need to acquire insulin one way or another, or they risk the havoc of high sugar in their bodies. Hey, that's kidney failure, heart disease, blindness, amputation, even coma and death. Now, Jill, this story really hit home with me because my grandfather died of diabetes back before insulin was really commonly used. And, you know, and my father, before he died, had an amputation. So diabetes is a real threat to the health of many people.
Yeah. No, it is known to be, and it's, you know, it is one of those conditions that many, many people have. You know, you don't walk around. Back in the day, people who have it and manage it typically don't spend all their time talking about it. They just have to have it and manage it, which is what makes these cost increases so diabolical. It's just unacceptable.
Well, more people are getting the disease, and more people are talking about the cost because it's really gotten so high. So I'm wondering, you know, when you were going to ask me how much of this cost crisis is because of big pharma greed, a subject we've discussed often. So I looked at the history of insulin, and it's really very informative. The scientist who first made insulin in the lab sold the patent to the University of Toronto for $1 each. $1. So they picked the university specifically to prevent a drug manufacturer from making money on a medicine that they knew would transform diabetes from a death sentence, the way it was for my grandfather, to a manageable disease. But the scientist's gift for humanity turned into a gift for big pharma. The university got overwhelmed with orders, as you'd imagine, and they called in drug makers to serve their patients. And the drug companies were clever. They got the rights to the patents for any improvements they made on the original formula. So over time, three pharma giants, led by Eli Lilly, now hold the key patents for insulin. It's a virtual monopoly among those big three. The big three have made improvements. Certainly they have. There's a faster acting and longer lasting varieties of insulin now. But each improvement gets them a new patent and another reason to raise prices, even when the changes amount to meaningless tweaks. So state-of-the-art insulin that cost 84 cents in the 1960s now costs upwards of $250 a month. And how about this? Since the United States government does not negotiate lower prices, we're paying 7 times as much as the UK for insulin. We're paying 16 times as much as in India. Americans with diabetes are subsidizing the world's insulin prices. And we've reached a critical stage. Costs are so high that people with Medicare are being driven to the dreaded donut hole. And in they go. And I'll tell you, getting into the donut hole is worse than getting into Dunkin' Donuts. It'll cost you a lot more money. The donut hole is terrible.
Hey, American runs more, on Dunkin'.
Even more seriously, others are going without their insulin. They can't afford it, so they cut back on it. And they're getting very sick. And in some cases, people are actually dying because they can't afford their insulin. So, look, Jill, you know, I got on the telephone and I made some calls. And I think I've got some advice to help listeners. So grab your paper and pencil. Here we go. First, and I can't stress this enough, if you can't afford your insulin, call your local social worker. They can help you immediately, or they can tell you where to turn. For example, you might qualify for Medicaid. And if you do, your drugs would be free. And calling is really easy in Connecticut. Every town has a social worker. In New York, you need to call county organizations. Now, for Dutchess County, call 845-877-9272. Let me repeat, 845-877-9272. For Columbia County, call 518-822-8820. 518-822-8820. In Columbia, ask for Linda Shear. She's terrific. When I called her on Thursday, she'd already helped 3 people with insulin. In Massachusetts, call Commonwealth Care, 877-623-6765. Repeat, 877-623-6765. Second, talk to your local pharmacist. Like Peter Tapriel. He's the new owner over at Salisbury Pharmacy. Peter could help you get the best deals by comparing your insurance plan copay to a cash price with a manufacturer's coupon. Peter also told me he can meet and often beat any price you can find at the big chains. Now, he said to me, I'm the owner. I have flexibility about my prices. That's Peter Tapriel over at Salisbury Pharmacy. Third, check out coupons at Needy Meds and Good RX. Be careful, though. Manufacturers' coupons are very tricky. The coupon may say zero copay in big letters. Then in small letters, it'll spell out that the copay is zero only up to a certain amount. But sometimes you can find deals like zero for the first month, then $10 each for the next 12 months. Now, obviously, the drug maker is betting on hooking you and then charging you full price, you know, happily ever after. But in the meantime, you might have 1 year of a very good deal. Finally, call the drug maker. Everyone has a patient assistance program. Income eligibility is often around 300% of poverty line. That's about $75,000 for a family of 4. Depending on where you live. So again, you may get a tremendous discount overnight just for picking up the phone and asking for a break. Now, one last thought here. The CEO of Eli Lilly gets $16 million a year by making outrageous profits on the sick and vulnerable, in my humble opinion. So compare him to the scientist that gave away the patent for insulin for the betterment of humanity. Now, that's an interesting subject. You might want to discuss that with people. And by the way, you may want to discuss it with the CEO of Eli Lilly. His name is David Ricks. I looked him up on the internet. He seems like a nice young guy. I'm sure he'd love to talk to you about his pricing strategy for insulin. So give him a ring. Give him a call. He's at 317-276-2000. Repeat, 317-276-2000. David Ricks deserves to hear from you.
I think, personally, that's a splendid idea. I'm always big, and I know several people who have always... I grew up calling the heads of these companies saying, you know, this is my view, and I think that it's a good habit for people to begin to refurbish. Don't send a text. Don't send an email. I was like, yeah, this is easy enough to do. No one's going to see that. Call up the head of it and say, sir or madam, your company is doing XYZ, and personally,
and here's what we what we think about it, and we're the consumers, and we're the people who buy these products at the end of the day. And I know that the Right Care Alliance, we've talked about them in the past. It's a wonderful advocacy organization. It's led by doctors who believe you should get the care you deserve, but not more than the care that you really need. I know they're behind a writing campaign right now. For people to write letters to the editor and even op-ed pieces about the high cost of insulin. So this is, and that's a national effort. That's not a local effort here in the Northwest corner. So this is a subject that has finally reached, I think, a critical stage. When you have people on Medicare getting creamed because of these high prices, you know, the way that works is on Medicare, you're paying a low copay for the insulin. However, they keep a separate ledger for the donut hole, and in that ledger is the actual cost of the medicine according to the manufacturer. So you may be paying $40, but in that ledger, it's $400, and it's $400 every month. And you know what? Very soon, you've spent too much money on medicine. You are dumped into the donut hole, and the prices of all your medicines go up until you reach critical care, and then you're really in trouble. Because critical care only covers about 5% of the cost of your medicine, no matter what. It's a terrible law, and it ought to be changed. But in the meantime, these high costs of insulin are dumping people into the donut hole, and they're getting creamed.
And it's wrong. And it's just wrong. So
it's all wrong. It's all wrong. These producing insulin the way it's done now,
Frank,
in the modern
I was just going to say, and they're getting creamed is such a good pun. We could end it there.
Okay.
So I'm going to say thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book and find his book, Your Best Healthcare Now.